This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bam Margera.
Chrysler Sebring.
Bam Marinara.
Bam Margera. Am I saying it correctly?
Slam Cantera.
And can I get you all some Bam Margera for the table?
I could have some. Would you want?
Are you gluten free?
I am.
Then you're going to love Bam Margera.
Oh, great, because he's a human man.
Can I get a side of Clams Carcara?
Listen, jackass.
Bam Margera. Bam Margera. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five.
You know what, guys? I just thought that. I know we're starting this countdown.
Happy New Year, JPC! You fucking ruined it.
We have a full other day because this is Wednesday. So
what?
Yeah, Thursday is the 31st.
No, we know that.
But Aaron and I traditionally we count down to the 31st.
You count down to New Year's Eve.
Hold on, 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
She's casting a spell.
32.
She's casting a spell.
They all have 30.
Wait, I think I know. So you sing that song on the 31st is what you're saying, JPC? Here's a song we'll sing for today. Here we go.
Okay.
Braham. It's the end of the year as we know it.
Okay.
It's the end of the year as... And I know this is a brand new song I'm making.
You're directing us, but this is a parody song.
You couldn't possibly sing along. I realize that. Thanks for the support. My name is Tommy Milwaukee.
I was going to say something when you said, and I was going to say, and I feel awful because it's 2020. I feel awful.
Aaron, if I was going to say were candies and nuts, I'd be a millionaire.
Hey, if wishes were fishes, we'd all be industrial fishmongers.
And I'm Jenny Sacramento. This is what 2020 did to our brains. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle.
We had a conversation before we started recording that the best names in the biz are ones that include actual locations, geographical locations. So I'm Tommy Milwaukee. Aaron, who are you?
I just said Jenny Sacramento, but that
Jenny
sounds
Sacramento.
Real, doesn't it?
That's great. And then GPC, what are you going to be?
I'm Donnie, Oklahoma City.
Come on.
No, it's what I am.
That's amazing.
It says it on my birth certificate.
So that's just Doc.
Yeah.
Your nickname is that what Doc Hollywood stood for?
Yeah.
Donnie, Oklahoma City. Holiday?
It's Holiday. Hollywood.
I'm your Huckleberry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. It's 12:30. Time wise, it's 7:17 p.m. and we all know that's riddle o'clock. 7:17 p.m. is of course riddle o'clock. We all love that. We all say it. Everyone, it's sweeping the nation. Everyone's saying it nonstop. So it's not quite the end of 2020. We can't possibly wait for this year to be over. But we have one more episode that's going to be contained within it. So we might as well have fun.
We're here. We might as well eat this pasta.
Right? Am I right? Is this just anyone's pasta? That's my favorite thing. Whenever I worked like a 9-to-5 in an office job, when I'd go to the kitchen and somebody brought cake or cupcakes or something, and there'd be 8 people standing around it, staring at it. It's like animals at the zoo. They're all standing around it, looking at it, and then people are like, "Is this just like everyone cake?" Someone literally said that. Is this just everyone cake?
Okay, that person's amazing.
I would do that with someone had to keep their insulin in the fridge, and I'm like, is this insulin for everyone, or is this anyone's insulin?
Someone's for a birthday?
Are we going to
say happy birthday?
Is this inseclusive?
JPC, I have a question for you.
I just got a mental image of someone squirting insulin and being like, happy birthday, brushing you with an insulin needle. Like,
So for our December live stream,
yes.
I got you a couple mugs that say my piss and don't talk to me until I drink my own piss. And you sent a video of you drinking out of it today.
Yes.
Did it for a second, because of the cup it was in, taste a little bit like pee?
Yeah, just the tiniest bit. Just like
I don't think it tasted any more or less like piss because of the cup it was in. I'm drinking piss, so it's going to taste like piss no matter what.
Oh, okay. All right.
When you drink piss in the morning, just for a second, in your mind's eye, does it kind of taste like coffee?
Yeah, that's what gets me up. That's what gets me up and out of bed.
What's that Robin Williams movie where
best
he's in the painting?
Part of waking up is drinking a cup of piss.
You know what I'm talking about?
Patch
dreams.
No.
What dreams may come.
What dreams may come, and he has to pretend the paint is coffee. That's what JPC does when he has to. He's drinking coffee and he's pretending.
Was
it's
Robin
piss.
Williams really in a movie called Wet Dreams May Come?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's two on the nose.
I think one. I think we've done that joke before. Two. Punctuation is everything, because was what dreams period and then may come exclamation point, that's a totally different movie.
I just googled it looks like wet dreams may come has never been done before, so that's good news for me.
Excellent. What was everyone's favorite part of 2020 before
any
we
news
get
is
into
come
riddles?
News our favorite part of 2020. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say it's this inching towards the finish line. There is no tape to break. And this is a race that no one's participating in, and there is no oval track. It's all in the straight line. So I think just looking forward to this year being done, even though a lot of our problems continue into next year, I think just the mental flip of a calendar page for whatever reason brings positivity to my heart. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. And also in all sincerity, I will say this podcast has brought me so much joy and laughter and, like,
cop out
relief.
Amen.
Cop out, easy answer. We all have that. We could all say that. Easy,
oh, no.
Easy.
GPC, cop out. Now cop in. Cop
Kevin
up.
Hart?
Cop upstairs. Cop out, cop in. Yeah, that's got to be a movie with Kevin
cop,
Hart. And,
cop preposition.
Like, and who's the big wrestler who plays the guy from the Space Force?
Bam Margera.
Yeah. Bam Margera.
Yeah, Bam Margera. Bam Bam Bigelow Margera.
Okay, I got to say, standout, best moment of my 2020. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At the beginning of 2020, I was working in my, I would say high pressure corporate office job. And the very end of the year is like our big time of the year. So the beginning of the next year, there's like a lot of like resetting and rehashing. And I knew that I was leaving that job. They didn't know, but I knew that I was leaving that job. And in February, right before I went on a 2-week vacation, I had a performance review, and the performance review was like middling, and they were like, here are the areas that you could improve. And the whole time that my like boss, who was pretty absentee, was giving me this performance review, in my mind I was like, this doesn't fucking matter. Like, none of this, you have no idea that this doesn't matter. And then they were like, does that make sense? And I was like, that's more than fair. That's more than fair. I think that that's like a really interesting point. And so but in my head I was just playing like, who gives a shit? And then I went on a 2-week vacation, and then the day that I got back, I was like, hey, I quit. I put in my 2 weeks notice today.
That is like a very JPC thing to do, that I feel like if someone else were to do it, they'll go, oh, I JPC'd at my job. I told them I wanted to work there till I died, went on vacation, came back, quit that day.
Here's the thing.
Dude, everyone's saying you JPC'd in there? Are you joking? Are they pissed?
A double fart? You should always tell them, you just like lie to them always. Like always lie to the place and be like, yeah, I love it here and this is the best and I like want to work here forever, because like that lie doesn't cost you anything.
JPC,
the way to complete a JPC is to have a global pandemic happen the moment after you quit your job. That's how you do the full thing. That's how you stick the landing.
That's a real, hey, I'm going to become a full-time artist, and then art stops.
My favorite parts of 2020 was JPC's timing of art stopping. I was really impressed with you quitting your job. I thought that was really cool. But I think Lou. I got her this year.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely the best part of my year. But then the absolute, watching Entourage for those couple weeks in April.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Guys, it's me, Kool-Aid Man. I'm playing Aquaman.
Oh, God. Yeah. Get the hell out of here. You come up way too much on this podcast.
I fucked 8 women last night.
I know you did. And then also just, because Trump couldn't really be funny the last 4 years, it was too
Casey,
sad
beep
and too
out that
scary.
Name.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just too sad and too scary. And finally, in November, just the absolute imploding that entire administration did, I finally got to laugh again. I was like, oh, man, they are having a bad month. Everything that they're doing is bad. And it made me really happy to finally find it funny again.
Aaron called me in October and I answered the phone. It was maybe like, it was like 10 a.m. And of course I was sleeping by that point. I fell asleep at 9 a.m. And I was like, hello. And I just heard, I'm never going to laugh again. This year's been a piece of shit.
Have you guys blocked my number? Speaking of that, I feel like I call you guys 2 or 3 times a night and it just doesn't go through.
I got to say, my strong contender for funniest year, like the person who has led the funniest year, it's got to be Rudy Giuliani.
Everyone give it up.
He's had a literal meltdown. His head is melting.
I hope that we don't have to edit this out because something has happened to him by the time that this is released. But even if it does, I think it should stay in because, boy, oh boy, what a funny year. Like the Sacha Baron Cohen thing, like the total landscaping thing, the hair melting thing, the video of him blowing his nose with a handkerchief and then wiping it all over his face and mouth. Like,
perfection.
What a comedic genius this guy is. And a genius in no other context.
Oh, wait. Oh, I just, my Gemma sense is tingling. I should say that my favorite part of this year is getting engaged.
Yeah, you should have said that.
Yeah, you should say that just on your own. You also bought a house. You said, hey, Riddle Riddle. You said, hey, Riddle Riddle was great.
And you look like an asshole because we didn't say, hey, Riddle Riddle. You said it.
No,
I bought
a zoo.
And we said real stuff.
I future Addle sensed Gemma listening to this, pausing it, coming over to wake me up and say, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's so annoying when your fiance talks to you. Let's dig this hole a little deeper and get Addle into trouble.
Well, this hole's been dug, so what we're going to do is we're going to fill it with riddies and puzzies.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Then they'll never find the body.
Let's do my favorite segment. Let's get Addle into trouble. Hey, Gemma, Addle spent all your wedding money on cocaine to fill up a yacht with. All right, JPC, you go. Get Addle in trouble.
Addle, you know all those gel pins that Addle bought you? Well, he thought that gel was short for gelato, so that that you've been writing with is ice cream. All your notebooks are covered in ants.
You're gonna be in trouble.
If I wasn't so hopped up on yacht cocaine, I'd feel awful. I think we remember how to do riddies and puzzies.
I certainly
remember.
So
let's go out with a bang for 2020. Here we go. This is going to just be a warm-up riddle. This is the worst riddle I've ever heard. What bird is always unhappy? Again, this is just a warm-up riddle. We're just kind of fly by
Big Bird. He's 3 years old. He's 6'2" and 3 years old for his whole life.
Oh, my God. The growing pains.
Yeah.
I wonder if the other birds always come up to Big Bird and are like, hey, big guy, do you play basketball? And he's like, I don't. Please just let me live my
100%.
life.
100%. Big Bird's life is like how we talk to Big Grande every time we do an episode with them. You guys are so tall.
I've seen everyone I know in my life that's like 6'6" or taller. Anytime I'm out in public with them, someone always comes up and is like, hey, big guy. And then inevitably they're like, did you play basketball? Like, I don't know. People just are forced to. And then they're always like, do you always get asked that question? Or how tall are you? Do you always get asked that question? What a life. I can't imagine.
Stand by it being Big Bird.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are, who's the actor? Carolyn Spender? I can't remember the name. Who cares? You're going to play Big Bird. Mm-hmm. And JPC, you are just a man on the street who's walking by Big Bird and notices that this bird is a little bit sad, and you're going to try and get to the root of it.
Hey, excuse me, pardon me, down here. Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Hi.
Hey, I'm sorry, I just, I was walking across the street enjoying a bagel, and I couldn't help but notice that you... I'm sorry?
A bagel? You mean a bagel?
Oh, I've only ever seen it written. I'll have to take your word for it. Bagel, then. I was enjoying a bagel, and I noticed that you looked a little sad.
You've never heard someone say bagel out loud? You ordered one earlier today. You must have. How did they know you wanted a bagel?
I said a number two, and I believe that was what it was on the number two. So we never communicated by saying the name of it. I mean, it could be bagel, it could be bagel. I don't know. I've said in my head, bagel my whole life. You're saying bagel now. This is the first I'm hearing of it. Really, putting that aside, I just noticed that you looked kind of sad, and I wanted to come over and see if there was anything that I could do.
Yeah, I don't really feel like smiling today. I really just became aware that for 40 years I've been sleeping outside of Gordon's window in huge pajamas, just having a hard time learning anything beyond the ABCs.
Oh, wow. That's
but I do know. I don't know a lot.
Did someone say they want to learn the ABCs? A
oh, well, okay.
is for apartment rent. B is for bodega where you get your milk.
This is just a crazy person on the street. This person is
tickle
not
me.
From my neighborhood.
Tickle me.
Tickle me.
No, I'm sorry. Would either one of you like a bagel? I bought a dozen.
I don't know much beyond how to count to 20 in the ABCs in a couple of songs, but I do know that you're supposed to say it bagel or bagel. Bagel? Oh, God, I'm spiraling.
We're both saying
I
it. Bagel.
I can't fly.
Same. I love that at the very end we get to the root of it. I can't fly. That's it.
Yeah, if you're that tall, there's no way your wings are going to be able to
penguins.
Support you.
Penguins are sad because they can't fly.
Aaron, you're so close. The answer is bluebirds.
Puffins. Oh.
Okay, hold on.
Well, you said close and she said penguins, no, so
hold on,
puffin.
Hold on.
Puffin
I said,
is close.
I said the answer, and then JPC, you had a buzzer beater. What was it?
Puffins.
Oh, buddy. Good job.
Puffins.
Gold star.
Bluebirds, because they're sad.
Oh, because they're blue.
Mm-hmm. Here's another warm-up riddle that involves birds. I am a bird, I am a fruit, and I am a person. What am I?
If I'm a bird, then you're a bird.
Is that Superman?
No, that's Superman. That's a Notebook,
are you,
my
are you
guy.
Are you a bird? I know you are, but what am I? Oh.
No,
a plane.
That's for no reason other than the image at the end. Rachel McAdams goes, "Say I'm a bird," and then he goes, "No," and she goes, "Say it," and then she runs and she jumps in his arms, and then she says, "Say I'm a bird," and he goes, "Or no, he." Yeah, he goes, "You're a bird." And then she goes, "Now say you're a bird too." And he goes, "If you're a bird, I'm a bird." And then when they die in each other's arms at the end, you see birds flying away. Oh, I'm sorry.
I've never seen it. I didn't realize the movie was based on you, because that sounds like something you would do.
I didn't do anything.
I saw it up to that scene, and our creative writing teacher in high school turned it off because we were all screaming, "Say I'm a bird," at each other. And
oh, that's right.
She did not think that was funny. She also ran out of the classroom crying one time because someone played With Arms Wide Open by Creed, and we were like, "This song sucks. Why was she crying?" But later found out that it had been playing at her father's funeral, and it brought back a Since memory.
Oh, there's a lot going on there.
I am a bird. I am a mountain. No, I am a bird. I'm a fruit, and I am a person. What am I?
An Australian.
Close. It is Nelly Furtado.
Then I would like to
turn
say
off the light.
A puffin.
Australian is unbelievably close.
It's almost as if I know what it is.
Wait, what did you say?
But I'm being intentionally obtuse.
I just winked and said kiwi because JPC was moving slowly.
It is a kiwi. I want to see, JPC and Aaron, you're going to be two New Zealand birds, and you're having a nice fruit salad. You're making a nice fruit salad, and it's a typical day as a New Zealand bird.
All right, hold on.
And so, I moved here when I was like 15 from America, and that's why I don't have an accent. Let's keep cutting this fruit up. But I love your accent. It's thick. That is a thick New Zealand accent.
Well, it's actually not New Zealand. It's France. I also moved here when I was 15. People make this mistake a lot, especially non-natives who are here for the first time. But yes, I moved here when I was 15 from France. And both of my parents are from New Zealand, but they studied in France. I picked up a French accent from nursery school, but my parents, here they come, have New Zealand accents, and there are two of them, and they couldn't sound more different, but regionally, both of them from New Zealand, here they are, here they are.
Hi, Natalie. Nice to see you. How you doing?
How you going? I'm a bird too. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I couldn't hate anything more in the world
Lollies.
Than Nicole Kidman. Or think she's a piece of treesh.
Russell.
She's a piece of tall fucking treesh.
What's Russell, going on here? What?
As
why
Russell
is everyone talking
flies?
So weird? Why is everyone just saying things and not having a conversation? What is going on here?
I think I'm actually going to fly to the South Island to do the Lord of the Rings tour. I'm out of here.
Hold on. I think my father may have be having a stroke because of the way he is acting. No, I have to take you to a burn hospital post haste.
Scene.
It is so funny to hear someone be like, rise a blade, lies a disc, lies a disc. Bonjour.
I just think of that great show, Love on the Spectrum, where the guy's like, holidays. But I guess that's Australian and not New Zealand.
That show's so good.
There is a subtle difference, but I don't know it.
The only difference I can discern, and our fans, because we do definitely have, because Jasmine or Yasmin, I've only seen that written. Maybe it's Yasmin, right? It's got to be Yasmin. Are a wonderfully talented illustrator who does some work for us and is so kind. I believe she lives in New Zealand, and I feel like Aussies and Kiwis don't get along, right? There's rivalry there.
I know that from the episode of Flight of the Conchords that I watched when they famously did not get along with the Australians and that, yeah.
But I think and this is Adel, I'm not stating this as fact. The only difference I can tell is like Kiwis go upward, like the inflection, right? Where Australians would say like, oi, let's go over to the bar. And New Zealanders would say, let's go to the beer. Let's go to the bar. Like it would be an upward. It's almost like Irish lilt, like an upward Irish lilt, right?
When
I don't know. are you asking me?
Lived in Australia, a couple things. I definitely don't think they hate each other. I think there's some like snobbery stuff. I don't think that they love being called Kiwis.
Is
a memory I have of that. So, but please educate us if we're
Aaron
messing up. If we're messing up, then someone will tell us, and then they will have done that labor, and we will be very grateful that they did.
Well, technically, Aaron, only Adel said it. So, what they'll do is they'll tell like me or something. I'll be like, hey man, like he's got a Twitter. Go find him.
No. This riddle said it. And Aaron, you said they don't hate each other. I heard my cousin's nephew's mother had said that Australia was talking shit about New Zealanders at a party.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah, to Beth, and Beth and Beth was like, fuck them. So
no.
I don't know. But that's
dude,
just
I'm
what
on
I heard.
Speakerphone right now with all of them.
Don't.
Their accents are I know that New Zealanders, instead of saying six, they say sex. Like sex, seven, six,
Brit.
Seven. Yeah. But I worked with a couple of New Zealanders and then traveled there, and they were the loveliest. And both places are great. And I think that a lot of people love, like, I met a lot of people from Australia living in New Zealand and vice versa. But please educate us if you live in either of those countries.
Please. And of course, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, if you watch Lord of the Rings, which was famously shot in New Zealand by a New Zealander, Gollum is always like, my precious. I gotta find my precious.
That's true. Dude, that would have made Lord of the Rings the funniest comedy of all time. That one simple change of making Gollum Australian.
This
would have taken that from like a great fantasy movie to by far the funniest comedy that's ever existed.
I do love like it's like Ian McKellen fucking rocking it and Viggo and all these great. And I love that in my head. I always think that like the first day on set, what's his name who plays Samwise Gamgee? Rudy.
Rudy.
That he comes on set.
Sean Astin?
He's like, oh, Mr. Frodo, no, don't go, Mr. Frodo. And they're like, cut. This guy's already pretty famous, and like his mom's, I think, Patty Duke. So like, I don't know if we should say something.
If I would have married anyone, it would have been her.
I'm drowning, Mr. Frodo.
Okay, so Sean Astin's character voice in that, which is not really an accent. It's just like, Mr. Frodo.
You think his name is Sean Astin? That's a car, my dude. That's what James Bond drives. So Sean Ashton.
Sean Martin. So I would love it if that character voice, you have to take that character voice and insert it into another like movie character to ruin that movie. Because I'm trying to think of like, I want like Nicolas Cage and Con Air to have that. Like, put the body back in the box, Mr. Frodo.
I think I got it. I want John Malkovich and Rounders to have it. Oh, pay that man his money.
If you're a bird, then I'm a bird, Mr. Frodo.
I'm going to make him an advisor. He can't refuse, Mr. Frodo.
Luke, I am your father, Mr. Frodo.
Let's do another riddle here.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Fuck. Forget any of this. That's all I'm thinking about the rest of the episode.
It's always... what does it say? It always stays hot, even when put in refrigerator.
DiGiorno.
Wow. Walk, walk, fashion baby, move that bitch crazy, walk. I want your love and I want your revenge.
I will say Harrison Ford stays hot in a refrigerator.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, man. Anytime I try to get confident, I'd walk into a refrigerator and start singing Lady Gaga.
And kind of when he's frozen in carbonite too, right?
Yeah. Harrison Ford's always frozen.
Yeah, dude, he's Elsa.
And he plays the snowman, right?
So what's hot? What did it say it again?
Let it go. Oh, please let it go, Miss Elsa. It always stays hot, even when put in refrigerator.
Like a hot sauce.
Something
spicy.
Yeah.
Like a pepper. What's that?
A pepper?
That's the correct answer.
Well, that's what Aaron said.
She said hot sauce.
Yeah, well, what do you think hot sauce is made of?
What do you think hot sauce is made of?
Well, hold on. Let me check the answer here. It says P-E-P-P-E-R, and then a space, and then P-O-T-T-S.
Okay, so a green pepper, that suffices?
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are Peter Piper. Who famously picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you are Priscilla Piper, and you are fed up with all the P words. You're fed up that Peter only talks in P words.
Hey, babe.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to get some space for a week, go down to the seashore, and sell some shells. Sorry, excuse me. I'm just feeling a little emotional. I know that we got into a huge blowout last night, and I just think we should get some space. I'm going to go sell some shells down by the seashore. I'll probably take a ride
in
a toy boat. What?
Patricia. Parting puts pressure on Peter.
Okay. Well, Peter, before I go...
Please.
Okay, Peter, just wait for a second. Before I go, you get to pick which jacket you want to keep of our matching jackets. Do you want the red leather?
Purple pleather.
Or the yellow leather?
Purple pleather.
That isn't an option, Peter. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Purple pleather places Peter in perpetual panic. Please, Patricia.
No, I'm leaving because I can't think of any more tongue twister.
Put... penis.
Nope.
Put penis, please. Oh, Mr. Frodo, please put penis.
Dude, that's such
what
a hard game.
What tongue twisters am I forgetting?
Unique New York.
Unique New York. She brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot. Many mumbling mice making midnight music in the moonlight. What else?
I think that's it.
I think that's all of them. Send us, if we miss any tongue twisters or you have an original one, please send us one on Instagram or Twitter, hashtag tongue twisters.
Adel's my Lebanese sister has a lesbian lover.
Oh, there we go. I think you've done that one as a vocal warm up.
It's my favorite one.
My favorite one I made was Liam Neeson's niece stole my Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one I made is, I quit the show. This isn't a joke. This is real. I'm quitting the show.
It is very hard to do P's. Like, what are some like P verbs? I was like, that was where I was really struggling. Like,
pounce.
Piss.
Play. Piss.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled piss.
Peter Piss. Well,
I haven't done comedy sports in so long that my brain is not in short form, only speak in peas mode.
We got to get you back in there.
I got to get back in there.
You've been on the comedy sports bench. Well, speaking of piss, we're going to take a quick bathroom break to relieve our inner intestines. That's where pee is stored, right? In the intestines? Right?
Man, I bet
nobody
you.
Google it.
Go see the doctor. Go see the doctor. He wants to see you.
And we'll be right back with more Piss and Riddles.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one
fun
website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret,
whatever,
Aaron,
you want.
Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Burpay. And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, that's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's a shrub. It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you. And we're back with more Hey Riddle, please, Mr. Frodo.
I didn't think of any.
Avengers assemble, Mr. Frodo.
Oh, I didn't think of any. I'm an idiot. Okay, I'll think of one now. Here it comes.
Oh, Aaron, do the from Scream. Do you want to play a game?
Mr. Frodo, I'm walking here. And it's the furthest away from home I've ever been.
Are you talking to me? Please, Mr. Frodo, say you're talking to me.
Funny like what, Mr. Frodo?
Show me the money, Mr. Frodo. He has the money.
Mr. Frodo, did you fuck my wife? Oh, Mr. Frodo, please, did you fuck my wife?
Mr. Frodo, you can't handle the drone.
This is a fun game.
There's no game that Sean Coyle would be better at and would enjoy more than this. He's going to...
Go grab him.
In the break.
Go grab
Sean. He's gonna love this episode. This one's for you, Sean. This is your New Year's present, buddy.
Speaking of New Year's presents, we're going to do... Oh, wait. Oh, my intestine. You know how I said I pee out of my intestine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, earlier, yeah.
There's something wrong with it. I feel like a little scurry. Like there's some sort of animal parade.
Oh, my God.
Coming from your intestines.
Ew, I don't want it.
What a segue.
A pig with stocks and apple.
A rhino with a bank note.
A toucan as a substitute.
A moose with a yacht full of cocaine.
A hamster with a young adult novel.
A cobra with divorce papers.
A beaver named Kincaid. Animal parade.
Hey.
We're dusting the dust off the old animal parades. So what we're going to do here, we're going to read an email. This is from 2020. This is from February 20th, 2020. This is pre-quarantine.
This is pre-Rona, pretty much.
This is pre-Rona. And this is from Kate McNally. Kate says, I can use their full name. This is from Kate McNally. It says, hello, Aaron, Adel, and JPC. Here are some happy animal facts for the animal parade. I hope you enjoy them.
Okay. I can't wait. I love facts.
So Kate sent us, this is not so much an article as it is just a collection of like 50 animal facts. This is from boredpanda.com. And there's a picture of a panda who could not be more bored, staring off into the distance.
It's actually quite funny.
It is very, very funny.
That's not funny. It's adorable.
So I'm just going to read some of these animal facts here, and we'll maybe stop and talk about some, and then we'll do a riddle involving an animal.
Okay. I accept.
Okay, here we go. Fact number four, turtles can breathe through their butts. Did we know this?
Wait. Oh, no. Is that real? Don't get me excited over this article.
It's in this article. Turtles can breathe through their butts. We have to see a scene. JPC, you're a turtle who's breathing through his butt, and Aaron, you are a kid who just found out that this is happening.
It's like a fart, but it's not.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
You're being very loud at the beach, but I'm here trying to walk to the water.
Yeah, I can't help but notice you're breathing out of your butt.
I'm sorry?
You're breathing out of your butt?
I heard you. I was apologizing.
Scene.
Wait, is that real?
It's on this list. It must be real.
Okay.
That means that if you were drowning in the water, you could grab a turtle, bite down on the head part of the turtle, and breathe through the turtle and out of its butt.
There's surely an easier way. Just swim to the surface. Number five, cows have best friends.
I dropped my watch down here.
Hey, Jeff, buddy.
My way works.
Every week you keep, quote unquote, drowning yourself. You're in 3 feet of water, buddy.
I dropped my watch.
At some point, it's not about the drowning.
I have a new favorite Hey Riddle moment where JPC says, if you're underwater, you can grab a turtle's mouth and suck in and as it's breathing through its butt. And then Adel just saying, or you could just swim to the surface.
Number five, cows have best friends. Moo. This is Jeff. Number nine.
I would like to see a scene, please.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead, JPC.
No. I was holding on your behalf.
Oh, okay. JBC and Adel, your two cows who are best friends, and one of you is asking the other one to be your best man. Best cow.
Best cow, thank you. Moo, move over, make some room.
Ooh.
What are you watching? You watching a move flick?
No, just the grass grow, Rick, obviously.
Well, grass grows so you can eat it, right?
Amen to that.
You know what I call it? Could.
We do have four stomachs.
Could.
Hey, you're my best cud.
You're my best cud. Bill Cuds. You ever listen to that podcast, Bill Cuds?
Yeah, it's I mean, they're doing it. It's for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting that you would say that.
Sure.
Well, I, as you know, me and Melissa are getting married, and I want you to be my I'm just getting a little emotional. You know how you've always steered me right, and I would be just in utter disarray without you. I want you. You are in the top 2% of my friends. Well, 1%, and I would be fat free without you. I want you to be my best cow, my BC.
Oh my God, Rick, I would be honored. I mean, the honor would be bovine, but I can't do it.
Shit, hold on.
What's that?
And also, just from previous, me and Melissa are getting dairied. I think it just works a little bit better than married, because dairied is, you know. So let's just say we said that.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you're spot on. I would love to be your best man, but
What is this?
Melissa.
Song? Yeah?
Melissa asked me already to be her mood of honor.
Oh, well.
And I, well, can't, I can see. I can't be her mood of honor and your best cow. I can't do it.
Well, it makes sense. What is this? Abattoir? Hold on. I'm going to walk down this hallway real quick, this metal hallway. I'll be right back, okay?
Yeah, watch my stuff.
Watch my stuff.
It won't be an issue. No one we've ever known has ever come back, so.
Scene. I would, first of all, outstanding. But just for science, I would like to see a scene. You guys are two horses, your best friends. One is asking the other to be its best man. You're not going to make any horse jokes the entire time. Not one single horse pun, or I'll dock you $100.
Now, hold on, Aaron. Puns aren't jokes.
That's, puns, jokes, anything horse-related.
Nobody finds them funny, so.
No one, nothing like that. Are you ready?
Okay,
and
here we go.
You owe me $100 if you do one. And go.
Move over, buddy. Hey.
Hey, Rick. I'm just down here watching the grass grow.
Oh, nice. Thought you might be watching a moo flick. Well, Melissa and I are getting dairied.
I know.
Okay, scene and fuck you both.
We didn't make any horse jokes. Here's fact number 9.
They only didn't do it because they know they can't.
Sure, fact that's number, why everyone doesn't do anything.
Fact number 9. Norway knighted a penguin.
Okay, I'm going to need you to... Okay, you're moving very quickly through some of the funniest, best things I've ever heard.
What are these Norwegians doing?
Okay.
Number 11.
What are you doing moving so quickly? Excuse me. Why did they knight this penguin? What are you doing? Talk about how annoying it is when teenagers say, let's go.
Let's go.
15, 20 minutes. And
okay,
you tell me a penguin got knighted and you're not going to tell me why?
We're going to see a scene. JPC, you are a penguin. Aaron, you are knighting this penguin, and we're gonna find out at the ceremony what's what the deal is. Introducing the penguin.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm just finishing this Rubik's Cube. Green, yellow, green, red. Here we are. Thank you. Enjoy your Rubik's Cube, little boy. Have a great day.
Thank you, Penguin.
Oh, hello, mister.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we knight the bravest, most impeccable person in the country as of right now. This here penguin is constantly wearing black tie clothing, and for that, we are going to deem him the most fancy gentleman in all the land. And I put a sword out, and I put it on one shoulder, and I sliced through the penguin, I'm sorry.
I got a thick layer of flubber. It's fine, 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 fine.
And other side, and I sliced through the penguin. Doesn't have wings, and it can no longer fly. You were flying before, right?
No, I was a flightless bird.
All right.
This is such a great honor, and thank you so much.
Speech!
Oh. Well, I'm just a humble penguin who happened upon a meeting that he wasn't supposed to hear, heard a bunch of state secrets, billed those state secrets to an appropriate party, got a bunch of people convicted for treason, saved the king, saved the queen, your majesty, you're welcome. And now I'm living it up as only a penguin could do.
Pardon me. Sorry, I hate to interrupt this ceremony. I know our countries are at war because of the secrets that this creature overheard, but...
It's a French guy.
I just have to say there's no way that this penguin is telling the truth. There's no way it's telling the truth. Scene.
You proud of yourself?
I didn't make a horse pun. Narwai?
You want to, though. You want
to. Narwai, you're from Oslo. Number 11. Rats laugh when tickled.
I don't like that one as much. It's kind of scary.
Okay, maybe you'll love this one. Number 14. Pigs' orgasms last for 30 minutes.
I do not like that one. I do not like that one at all.
I will not...
What do you mean?
I do not like it on the bus. I do not like it in between us. I do not like it on this stairs.
30-minute orgasms and ham.
All right, Aaron, you are, we're going to do a scene here. Aaron, you are a college intern at this science lab. Aaron, you love science. You're so excited to be an intern here. Adel, you are introducing Aaron to the project, which is, she has a little stopwatch, and she's going to be timing all the pig orgasms for the entire semester.
Wait, and who am I playing?
You're like the doctor or the administrator at the lab, yeah.
Great.
Scientist.
The reason I had to ask is because that entire time you were describing it, I couldn't wait to just say that, how exhausting that must be for pigs who are faking it. Okay, here we go.
Not as exhausting as a 30-minute orgasm.
Okay. All right. What do we have going on here? Are you timing the...
Oh, yeah. You gave me out? The assignment.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to do this, and I definitely believe it's for science and not for anything weird. Here's my major issue. I'm just scared that one of these pigs is going to, like, fall in love with me.
Oh.
Because sometimes, sex and romance is tied.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, that's curious. So, Brittany,
this pig wrote me a poem.
Oh, can you read it?
Roses are red, violets are blue. You gave me a 30-minute orgasm, so now I love you.
Huh. Oinka doinka doodle, just dapping in. Hey, are we going to get a refresh of the magazines in the exam room? Because this is the same bacon as last time, and oinka doinka doodle, I would sure love some freshman theory.
Yeah, we're going to get a new culinary magazine in there so you can continue to masturbate to bacon.
Pig fixed.
But you're not a pig, you're just the guy who works here.
I am a janitor here.
But you're a chauvinist pig. And I'm so sorry, what's your catchphrase?
I can dangle do.
Same. Number 15.
I'm sorry. Someone was going to say that guy wasn't a pig. And I was like, I guess I'll say it first.
I'm sorry.
Aaron, you want to die on the hill that the guy sneaking into the lab to masturbate to culinary magazines isn't a pig? Okay.
I can't stress enough. This list is amazing. We might have to come back to this at some point. I'm going to read one more fact, and then we have to move on. But
sure.
Fact number 15 is that dolphins have names for each other.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that... wild?
To that, I would just like to say, dolphins have names for each other, fucker. Can you milk me?
Uh-huh. But isn't it like, get in here.
Yeah, I wish it was
time for dinner.
I wish it was like, and little Bobby.
So here is our, to cap off our animal parade, we're going to read an animal-related riddle. And speaking of bored panda, this actually involves a panda bear. So here we go with this riddle. I hope we haven't done this one before.
Me too.
But
what a terrible way to end the year if we have.
But I read it to Gemma because I laughed when I read it. And she's like, what are you laughing at? So I read it to her and she's like, oh, I know that riddle. So she may know it from hearing it on the show, but we'll see. A panda bear walks into a restaurant. He sat down at a table and ordered some food.
Cute.
When he was finished eating, he took out a gun.
Oh, my God.
Still cute, Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron.
We'll see. I don't know. It's cuter than a pig having a 30-minute orgasm.
When he was finished eating, he took out a gun and shot his waiter.
What the fuck?
He then left the restaurant. After the police caught up with him, they asked, why did you kill the waiter? He replied, look me up in the dictionary. What did the dictionary say?
Okay, so panda... pan is also bread. The pan was overdone.
I'm going to panera.
Bamboo.
Aaron, what's up?
Bamboo.
Just said bamboo.
That's what a panda ghost says.
Did you just make that up? Because that's funny.
No, I wrote it 24 years ago, and I've been dying for someone to set me up for that.
Wouldn't it be like what a panda ghost eats?
I'm leaving my body. Finally, release. I'll see you all in hell.
That was your unfinished business, is you wanted to say, panda ghost say bamboo.
There's nothing more on brand for me than needing to finish a pun before I can rest in peace.
And Gemma's going to be like, he didn't want to say bye to me.
Well, the best thing of the year was, hey, riddle, riddle. That's my big... Truly, at the moment you asked me what my favorite thing of 2020 was, Truly, I thought I got engaged last year. That's
how long this year.
That's 100% honest, and that speaks volumes to this year.
Because you got engaged during lockdown, so yeah. It's like it just been
early
so
on,
long.
Early on.
Early.
Because we were, yeah, early on, because we were supposed to go to Japan, and I was supposed to propose there, and quarantine happened like a week and a half before we were leaving for Japan, and obviously we never went. So a panda bear walked into a restaurant. He sat down at a table and ordered some food. When he was finished eating, he took out a gun and shot his waiter. He then left the restaurant. After the police caught up with him, they asked him, "Why did you kill your waiter?" He replied, "Look me up in the dictionary." What did the dictionary say? So think of close your eyes, open up an imaginary dictionary in your mind's eye. You go, you see all these P words, Peter Piper, picked a pepper,
mm-hmm.
Priscilla packaged, and you see the word panda. What's next to it?
So I have a different thing than that because that wasn't helpful to me. Uh-huh. Is it possible that instead of him saying, look me up in the dictionary, he said, I didn't kill my wife, Mr. Frodo. And the waiter was his wife?
Is it panic? Pan picnic?
I don't care, Mr. Frodo.
Although I will say my favorite cover band is Panda at the Disco. GPC, something you just said, the find me in the dictionary made me think of Grease, and that would be a fun Samwise Gamgee in Grease being like, I don't know, Sandy. Check the yellow pages. I'm a fake and a phony, and I wish you never met me.
Nobody's bigs are bigger than a net, Frodo.
Nobody,
Mr. Frodo.
You're making fun of me, Riz. Oh.
Okay.
So,
be honest.
Aaron, what do you
think?
What's the answer?
So here's what I'll say.
It's a dictionary riddle, huh? There's a dictionary answer.
It's a dictionary riddle, but it's not pun based, and it's not I doubt this is what's in the dictionary under panda, but it's nothing. There's no.
Is it about the word like above or below him or the description of panda?
No, it's the description of panda, and it relates to the panda going to a restaurant in terms of what the panda would probably order or eat or what.
Oh, because the panda eats, shoots, and leaves.
Bingo, bango, hatata. Under dictionary, it says panda eats, shoots, and leaves.
That panda's mm-hmm. going to feel so stupid when someone explains. You know?
No, panda.
Like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
What did I do? What did I do?
When you say eats, shoots, and leaves, we mean you eat, have a 30-minute orgasm, and then you leave.
You guys, that 30 minutes sounds scary, doesn't it? That sounds awful.
30 pig minutes, which is 60 human minutes.
No.
Now, wait a pig minute.
Big minute.
This may be the first time we've ever done this, but I think we have to go back and see a scene, just because we can't let this go, and it's so fucking funny. So we're gonna see a scene. So Aaron, you and I you, me, and JPC are all friends from college. We're meeting up like 10 years later. It's kind of just like a fun. We're at a restaurant. We're just hanging out. JPC, you're like I said, one of our friends, but you cannot stop orgasming. And you're trying to kind of hide it, and you're trying to kind of continue to be a functioning human.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's mostly, I mostly work, you know, in electronics, but I have some side hustles.
Cool.
Are you interested, Steve?
No. It just sounds so great. I mean, your life.
Steve, you look awful.
Oh, I feel great. Your life is
so.
No. Maybe I'll take the sweater off. Actually, I'm going to leave it on. Your life is just so exciting. It's so exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, and the kids are doing great. We just took them to Disneyland for the first time. They love.
Is there something wrong with your
Disneyland?
Stool?
Could be nice.
Do you want to switch stools with me? It seems like you're in.
No, I need to keep mine. I need to keep mine. Mine's got to be for me.
Are you anxious? You're rocking back and forth.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm anxious. Maybe I'm just anxious.
I'm so sorry. I just, full disclosure, I've been having an orgasm for the last 30 minutes or so, and I know I'm not doing a very good job covering it up. It's pretty obvious that
that's
I'm orgasming.
That's disgusting.
I'm really, really sorry.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
I've been having an orgasm for the last 70 minutes,
whoa,
and I feel awful.
You're doing a really bad job covering it up.
Can I be honest with you guys? I feel like I have to be honest with you guys.
What's up?
I'm passing a kidney stone.
Yeah, we figured.
Scene. Oh, ew. Oh, boy. Nothing funnier than orgasm sounds.
Guys, I can't. I'm really mad that I know that pig thing. I guess, like, I got my favorite fact ever, which is turtles breathe out of their butt, so I had to balance it out with the worst fact ever. Well, I don't like knowing. I don't like knowing that.
Oh, Aaron, sorry. There's some dust on the riddle here. There's some dust on the article here. It says turtles breathe out of their butts because they orgasm for 30 minutes.
I don't care about turtles orgasming. You misunderstand what
Cowabunga,
I don't like.
Cowabunga!
Cowabunga! Turtles can orgasm whenever, wherever. It's pigs orgasming that freaks me. Those things are at petting zoos!
I don't want to touch anything that can, has, or could come.
But we shook hands. Outstanding. Well, here, let's get to this next riddle.
Yes, please.
What is it that has a power socket on one? And this is just totally coincidence. What is it that has a power socket on one end and a corkscrew on the other?
Liar.
No.
Did
you say water?
I said liar.
Oh, liar.
It's not a coincidence.
Power socket on one end, corkscrew on the other?
Yeah. And I swear to you, this was purely coincidence. This is
a wine bottle.
No, but
of electric wine.
One of those words is very close.
I got really fucked up on my 21st birthday from electric wine. Not from the drunk part. I got full-blown electrocuted, obviously.
Dude, I remember frat parties when people were like, you want to do electric wine? And it's just like doing a shot out of an outlet, and it's so dangerous.
It's so good. What'd you say? Oh, yeah, dangerous. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah, doing shots of wine is the best way to do wine.
Remember in 72 at the Freeport convention when wine went electric? What is it that has a power socket on one end and a corkscrew on the other? And the hint is, I keep saying, this is purely coincidence.
An orgasm.
No.
A penis.
Oh, God. Please bring in Sean. I need to talk to him.
I'm not talking about Sean.
I'm talking about a
turtle.
What is it that has a power socket on one? So picture a power socket.
Like a power outlet? Is that what you
mean? Yeah. Like what you'd plug something into. So picture a power socket on one end, and on the complete other end of this thing, there's a corkscrew.
Oh, is this like a real fucked up Swiss Army knife?
That sounds like an amazing army knife.
I don't know. Adel, what is the answer?
Does this mean a
corkscrew, like you could actually like take a cork out of a bottle of wine with it, like a real corkscrew, or is it like something that's corkscrew shaped?
It's just shaped.
Then is that like a phone cord, like the cord of a phone?
No.
Because that's corkscrew shaped. And you can't just
what do we got to do to get you to stop making these noises?
Well, that's a hint. This is all a hint. This is all a hint.
Wait. Oh,
and
God.
Wine
is part of it?
Wining?
Maybe if we put a letter in front of that wine.
Swine?
Yeah. Another word for swine is?
Pig.
A pig, baby! From nose to tail, it's a power socket to a corkscrew. Its nose looks like a power socket. Its tail looks like a corkscrew. Purely coincidence. Aaron, how are we doing?
I'm just remembering that someone said the same thing about my body, and it hurt my feelings very much.
All right, Adel, I want to see a quick scene. So you are, we're all your like friends at high school, and you're describing how you got laid this weekend, but you're like a nerdy kid and nobody believes you, and you keep describing it in ways like I got laid from corkscrew to power socket and stuff like that that make everyone not believe you.
Sure.
I swear, guys, I swear I had sex.
Okay, well then if you had sex, what was it like?
Yeah, what was it like?
And I don't mean sex like the number in New Zealand. I mean like full on, over the covers, inside the dryer, on top of the roof, my hands on either side of my body stretched as if I was an eagle, and she was spinning in circles, dumping flour all over her tits and butthole.
Okay, well...
Dwindle, none of that makes us want to believe you. The only thing was tits and butthole. Those are the only two words that you even used remotely correct in that.
Well, those are her two cats. Those are her two cats.
Oh, Dwindle.
God. Yeah.
Dwindle. Yeah. Only half of that is real sex.
Well, hold on.
I'm sorry.
That was the
Mark is right. The dumping the flower part and the spinning in the circles is part of it. That's the foreplay, obviously.
Well, you didn't let me finish. I was just getting to the good part.
Okay,
so,
please.
So then we get down from the roof and out of the dryer, and we go to our couch, and we're watching Wild Things, right? That movie where the girls kiss in the pool.
Yeah, that's a bad reference.
Oh, Dwindle.
And suddenly, I look down, and her hand, right?
Okay.
Her hand is grasping.
Ew, Dwindle, don't say something gross.
A Nature Valley granola bar.
Ew.
Right?
Dwindle, I'm never going to eat again because of this. You're freaking gross,
she
Dwindle.
She gobbles it down, right?
Ew, Dwindle.
And then I'm playing Pannywhack, right? I'm on the couch still playing Pannywhack. With
Dwindle.
The Reverend, right?
Okay. Dwindle, take a walk. Just cool off for a second. Your
Suddenly her
fucking...
Corvette's overheated.
Dwindle, we're having a sidebar.
So I pour sugar in my mouth and
Dwindle.
Gargle it.
Dwindle, take a walk.
Take a walk. We'll come back in 30 seconds. Okay,
were you writing that down?
Yeah.
Were you writing that down?
Yeah, of course.
That's good shit.
That's
spinning
good
covered
shit.
In flour. He's taking a walk. She's gripping a Nature Valley bar. So we got to
get that's
Nature
the hottest
bar.
Thing I've ever heard.
That's the hottest
and I don't want to give Dwindle credit, but he's definitely had sex because that sounds amazing.
Dwindle's
and
a fucking
real.
King. He's a fucking king. I can't believe he's done it. He's done the impossible. Hey, Dwindle, what'd you say about a Corvette and some sugar?
Yeah, her Corvette overheated, so I poured sugar and spit on her taffy.
Ugh, Dwindle!
Dwindle! Get okay, out of here! I'll go to the taffy store. You
okay.
go to the sugar store.
Okay, I'm going to get flour on the way back. Do we need
I'll
anything
see.
Else?
Take you to the taffy shop.
All right, Dwindle is the funniest name for a nerd.
That
I'm
is outstanding.
So jealous. I didn't
Dwindle.
Come up with that name.
Dwindle. That's outstanding. We have one more ribble.
Ooh, okay. Yes, please.
This one is called Night Watchman. Once there was a night watchman. Oh, sorry. This is a fairy tale. Never mind. We're done. Once there was a night watchman who had been caught several times sleeping on the job. The boss issued a final warning. On the next night, the watchman was caught with his head on his hands and his elbows on the desk. Aha! I've caught you again, exclaimed the boss. The watchman's eyes popped open immediately, and he knew what happened. Being a quick-thinking man, he said one word before looking up at the boss. The boss heard the word and apologized profusely and went home. What was the one word? And you can't say, like, eat shit real fast.
That's four words.
Loser says eat shit?
What?
Oh, damn it.
So Night Watchman...
Does it have anything to do with what, like,
good
the
morning.
Boss...
No. That's two words, famously.
Morning.
There you go.
Morning.
Does it have anything to do with, like, what the boss was doing? Like, is the boss ashamed of, like, something that... Is he getting called out?
It doesn't have anything to do with what the boss was doing. So, just kind of a summary. There's a night watchman who's been caught sleeping on a job several times. Boss issued a final warning. The next night, the watchman is caught with his head on his hand and his elbows on the desk. So, picture that in your mind's eye. He's caught with his head on his hand and his elbows on his desk. That's when the boss said, caught you. Watchman thinks on his feet real fast, says one word, and he's off the hook.
Broken.
Does he say resignation? You can't fire me, I quit.
These are all phenomenal.
Head is on his hand, or hands?
Head is on his hands. So his elbows are on his desk, and we'll say his hands are together and his head's on his hands.
Okay, hands together, heads on hands.
Yeah. Arrested. Got him. birthday.
I do love just screaming broken at your boss, and the boss is like, fine, no, I'm sorry.
Does he look at him and just say, glue?
Oh, that's good. I like JPCs.
Please explain yourself.
He's glued his hands to his head, which would not get you fired.
The
boss would just
go
home.
I mention this, that I talked for the first time in a long time recently?
What did you say?
So Sean was up playing video games and I had gone to bed and he came back in and he talks in his sleep all the time. I never do. But he came back in and he was like, is Aaron awake or not? I can't tell. And I was under the covers, like with it up to basically like right of my chin and my eyes were really wide and I was staring at him and he was like, hey, buddy, you're awake? And I just went, scared. Scary, 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 scared. He said in that voice, scary, scared, scary, scary. And he was like, oh,
the
terrified.
The most terrifying part of that story is that your boyfriend calls you buddy.
Hey, pal.
Did he wake you up after that?
Yeah, he woke me. Well, then he was laughing hysterically because he was terrified and very confused. And then I was like, what was funny on TV? Were you watching TV and something was funny? And he was like, ugh. It was like even scarier that I woke up and I was like, why is Sean laughing?
That's
scary, scared, scared, scary, scared. Did he say and scared?
You weren't having like a nightmare? You woke up and you weren't like, you didn't feel like you were having like a nightmare?
I know. I felt like I was like in a dream state where I thought like an intruder was coming in the room, and then I woke up and realized it was Sean, and I thought he was laughing at something else.
Aaron, can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a sleep doctor, but if you were sleeping and talking, you were definitely in a dream state.
Scary, scared, scared, scary, scared.
My dream state, Iowa, baby.
Ooh,
if you build it,
corn.
I will come.
Fried food.
What did he say, Adel?
Well, I'm going to give you one more chance at this, even though
we get a hint.
You're over it. So make the exact physicality that this guy's doing. So you put your hands together, and then put your head on your hands. Put your hands together in front of your face a little bit more, and then put them together, fully together, and then rest your hand. So form like a tight plank of wood with your hands, and then rest your head on your hands, like your forehead
on your
hands.
Oh, he's praying.
So what did he say?
Amen.
Amen.
He said, amen. Boss felt guilty because he's like, oh, he's just praying. Walked away, went home.
That's fucked.
And here's, I can't stress this enough. Listeners, if you ever get caught doing anything bad at work, just say it's because of your religion, and you'll get let off the hook.
Don't do that. Don't do that. don't anything weird or bad.
Don't say it's because of my religion. Just say, very simply, this is my God. And then continue doing whatever it is that you're doing. If you're stealing money.
Money's my God.
If you're dipping your fingers into other people's soup, just say, this is my God.
Sorry, this is my God.
Well, that brings us to the end of the episode, and it's time for us to check in to see if there's anything you want to promote. Aaron, is there anything you'd like to mention?
Yes, hold on. Someone go before me, because I would like to yield my time for something else. So,
GPC, is there anything you'd like to mention?
Are you going to do that LA City Council thing where you yield the remainder of your time, suck my dick, fuck you?
Yeah, 100%.
You can follow me over on social media at Twitter, JP SoFly, Instagram, Shark Barkman, Twitch, also Shark Barkman. I stream video games over there. Also, listen to the Bill Buds podcast. You can find that wherever you find podcasts. Bill Buds, all one word. Adel, anything that you would like to plug?
I would like to, so this is 12:30. This is the very last episode of this year. I would like to promote that next year, in 2021, on July 17th, which is 7/17, we have International Riddle Day. 7:17 p.m., of course, is 69,420 minutes into any given day. Mm-hmm. So next year, July 17th, we have to do something special. We have to, because it's going to be
like
International
Riddle.
We have to do a big old show or do some sort of festival or something. I also want to promote a few things. I was on a podcast called Sinclarity, a dinosaur tale podcast, where I had to watch a movie. I got to watch an episode of the TV show Dinosaurs.
Much better.
Which I actually watched as a kid and forgot everything about it. And then we reviewed it. It was an absolute blast from the past. So fun. I also guested on, I think by now it should be out. I guested on one of my favorite podcasts, Here's the Situation, with our friends Rush Howell and TJ Jagodowski. Please
fun.
Listen to my episode, and JPC's episode might be out as well by this time. And then finally, I subscribe to a few Patreons, not many, but a few. This week I subscribed to my fourth Patreon. And I am proud to say that I am a brand new member of the Bill Buds Patreon.
I knew this was coming.
So if you're a fan of JPC, if you're a fan of Johnny Amara, if you're a fan of pop music and good content, please subscribe to the Patreon for Bill Buds. It's worth every last spent. Aaron, are you ready?
I'm going to do that. You've convinced me. Yes, instead of my plug, Sean is going to do his Sam quote. He's going to lean over and be in the microphone. This is not Casey's fault if this audio is bad. So do your Sam line from a different movie.
I'll have what she's having.
That's what I'd like to plug.
I can't believe we didn't do a cum sandwich joke this whole episode. Great job, Sean. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year. Thanks, Sean.
And Aaron, could you do, so maybe you're Samwise Gamgee and you're like, you know, like you're missing the Shire, but you're on a mission, and you're not gonna let down your friend, and it's a starry night, and you're on your back, you know, out in the wilderness facing danger and the spiders, and you look up in the sky and you see a twinkle, and you just for a second you think you know what the twinkle is, and of course the twinkle is
Mr. Frodo. Jupiter's worth fighting for.
Bye forever, Mr. Frodo.
Pigs come for 20 minutes.
No, please don't. I was gonna say, please, no one remind me of the pig thing.
30 minutes.
10 minutes. Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris. Must keep your hate ritual.
You guys, that pig thing is really messed up.
Hey there, Drops and Balls. If you liked that, then you are going to love this week's Patreon. We do our 2021 predictions, and you can't wait to see the direction they go. You can find that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.